Discover Puerto Rico presents Mi Casa, Mi Navidad. Chapter 1. The Day the House Dressed Up for Christmas. The airplane started to descend. Out the window, I saw an island so green and the sea so blue that I felt happy butterflies in my belly. I held Leah's hand and whispered in her ear, "Those are the prettiest mountains I've ever seen. Look how the sea glitters." We were going to visit our abuelos to celebrate Christmas. On this island, Christmas starts right after Thanksgiving and ends with Las Octavitas and the Fiestas de la Calle San Sebastián. Mama says they're the longest Christmas in the world. Our parents also looked through the airplane windows and smiled. I could feel their excitement. The plane got closer to the ground until we suddenly felt a bump. We had landed! Everyone clapped happily, and then the flight attendant said, "Bienvenidos a Puerto Rico. Welcome to Puerto Rico." "Clara, we finally made it!" Leah told me, smiling. As soon as we left the airport, the warm air surrounded us like a blanket. The place was full of families waiting for loved ones to arrive. Some were celebrating, others were hugging or playing music. We were super happy seeing Tio Angel and Titi Juanita waiting for us. "Look how big my girls are," said Titi Juanita as she filled us with kisses and hugs. We immediately got in the car to go to our grandparents' house. On the way, we couldn't stop talking. The conversation switched from Spanish to English and sometimes mixed in funny Spanglish.
¿Cómo estuvo el vuelo? How was the flight?
Tío Ángel asked while driving.
Fue bien,
answered Papa.
Oye, estás understanding better, said Titi Juanita.
Yes, I need to practice my español,
Papa said, laughing, and we all laughed with him. The car went up the curvy mountain roads. The trees and palms moved with the wind as if waving hello, and the smell of rain on the ground came through the window. I saw cows and horses in the fields, and it felt like they were smiling, happy to see us arrive.
My girls are here!
Abuela shouted from the balcony. Behind her was Abuelo, with his baba hat and a playful smile. He was waiting for us with boxes full of decorations and tangled lights.
Bendición, Abuelo! We missed you so much! I told him, giving him a big, tight hug.
I missed you too, my girls. May God always bless you,
said Abuelo, hugging us back. We all started decorating together. The house slowly came to life with poinsettia flowers brightening the balcony. My primo Juan helped Leah unwrap the wooden Three Kings figurines. My prima Manuela hung shiny silver teardrop ornaments on the Christmas tree. Titi Juanita hummed aguinaldos while testing which Christmas lights worked. Tio Angel, standing on a ladder, warned,
"Careful with the glass ornaments, they are fragile."
Meanwhile, Abuela passed around trays of sandwichitos de mezcla and cups of orange juice, saying, "Back then, there weren't so many lights or decorations. Having food, family, and one candle was enough to know Christmas had arrived." Abuelo pulled a small nativity set from a box.
"Lara, this is the nativity set for you to place under the tree,"
he told me with teary eyes.
"Before, I was the one who put it in my parents' home. Now, it's your turn."
I placed the nativity set under the Christmas tree with so much joy. At the same time, Papa placed the star on top. And there it was. The abuelo's house was ready to welcome Christmas. Abuelo turned on all the Christmas lights when the sun dipped behind the mountain. The house sparkled like a castle of colors in the night. We all clapped happily. Inside the house, one of the tree's lights didn't work. Mama touched it softly and poof, the whole tree lit up at once. Abuelo said, "A light that shines, a heart that shines." And may the joy never fade, added Abuela, and we all smiled. Abuelo and Abuela's eyes glittered like little cucubanos in the dark. Suddenly, Leah heard a strange sound mixed with the night.
"What is that noise?" she asked.
"It's not noise, Leah. It's the song of the coqui," I told her, showing her the tiny frog on a leaf. It's a little frog with a strong and clear sound, like a lullaby.
"Coqui? Coqui?"
Leah repeated, smiling and copying its sound. The house was full of lights and laughter, and the coqui sang softly outside. Abuela looked at us and said, "I hope this Christmas in Puerto Rico is very special for both of you. Christmas isn't just a season, it's a tradition. Something you carry in your heart, no matter where you are." I felt so happy. Just being there with my family, celebrating Christmas, made me smile. I knew that memory would stay in my heart forever, like a tiny light that never goes out.
Chapter 2, The Night the Music Found Us.
We went to bed with the coqui singing in the background. Suddenly, we heard a little knock on the door.
"Did you hear that?"
Leah whispered in my ear. The knock on the door got louder and louder. We hugged each other, scared.
"What's happening?"
I asked softly. "Girls, get up," Mama said, smiling. Then I heard a burst of music outside. Happy voices singing, guitars, güiros, palitos, tambores, panderetas, and maracas. It sounded like they were getting closer to the house.
¡Asalto!
Someone shouted from the street. We all ran to the living room, still in our pajamas.
"Should we call 911 or nos unimos al coro?" Papa said, confused.
"It's a parranda, sort of like Christmas caroling, but with the joyful sounds of Puerto Rico. A parranda is a tradition where friends and family visit homes at night, singing and playing music to celebrate Christmas together," Mama explained, laughing and very excited.
"This really reminds me of my times with the aguinaldos. Back then, there were no phones or warnings,"
Abuelo said, laughing.
"You just hear the music from far away and knew they were coming."
Abuela turned on the lights, opened the door, and everyone came in singing. Don Jose, our neighbor, played the Puerto Rican cuadro, and the Rivera twins shook their maracas side to side. Doña Carmen, Abuela's friend, clapped to the beat, and Titi Juanita sang while everyone followed her.
Dame la mano, paloma.
My primo Juan, always with his phone, filmed everything to show his friends who didn't live on the island. Abuela brought out many yummy things to share with everybody, and I couldn't stop staring.
"Wow, you got the coquito, the cheese, and the pasta de guayaba out so fast,"
Mama said, hugging her. Abuela smiled and answered,
"Ay, yes, mija. I always get ready right after Thanksgiving. Back then, parrandas came without warning."
"So the Christmas spirit comes in through the kitchen too," Mama said, laughing.
Titi Juanita smiled, sang, and danced to the beat of the drums and the panderetas. Leah and I moved from side to side, copying her dance moves.
Wepa!
That's it, my girls. The rhythm runs in your blood, Titi Juanita said, looking at us and smiling while the living room filled with rhythm and sounds I loved. We joined the musicians and followed the parranda from house to house. With every door that opened, more people joined in. More singing, more laughing, and more fun. Mama even ran into some friends she hadn't seen in years. Abuelo played his Puerto Rican cuatro with Don Jose while we made music with the palitos, just like the other kids in the parranda. At the last house, Abuela helped in the kitchen with the asopao. The house smelled amazing. While the music played, Leah and I tasted a spoonful from Mama's plate. Wow, this is delicious! ¡Qué rico! I said, waving at Mama to give us our own plate. The musicians paused for a little while to eat and rest. Papa took the opportunity to learn how to play the güiro. He could play with them the next time, which I thought was awesome.
Look, this is how you do it, with rhythm,
Tio Angel said.
Like this?
Papa asked, trying to copy him.
Exactly. You're almost a boricua,
Tio Angel said, clapping. When we returned to Abuelo and Abuela's house, Leah and I sat with them to look at the stars and the mountains glowing with Christmas lights. We lay our heads on Abuela's lap, and while she caressed our hair, she whispered,
"When I was young, the parrandas lasted until sunrise. The most wonderful thing is that they are part of our Puerto Rican tradition, and we must keep them alive so they continue to fill Christmas nights with joy," Abuela said, looking at us with love.
"I wish we could have parrandas every day," said Leah, snuggling closer to her.
"Now I know my heart beats to the rhythm of the drum," I said, cuddling up too.
Abuelo smiled and added,
"I hope this music always follows you wherever you go."
We stayed quiet, feeling the rhythm of our island in our hearts. We knew those beats would follow us home and keep us connected, no matter how far away we were.
Chapter 3, The Feast That Brings Everyone Together.
Finally, December 24th arrived. Christmas Eve, Nochebuena. Even though it rained a little in the morning, the house already felt alive.
Lara, come here. Today I'm going to teach you how to cook,
said Abuela, excited. What's on the menu, Abuela? I asked curiously.
We're making arroz con gandules. Outside, your abuelo and papa are roasting the lechon asado over the fire. Titi Juanita is making the pasteles, and we'll also have potato salad. For dessert, we'll serve arroz con dulce and tembleque.
Abuela took out the biggest caldero I had ever seen and placed it on the stove.
First, we make the sofrito,
she explained while we chopped the ingredients and threw them into the caldero. When it was time to add the arroz and the gandules, I asked, "How much rice and how much water, Abuela?" She laughed. "In this house, my love, I don't measure anything. Everything's by taste. That's how it turns out better," she said, winking at me. Abuela was like a music conductor telling everyone what to do.
"Hija, check the morcillas so they don't burn. Juan, bring me the banana leaves for the rice and the pasteles."
the house started to smell like Christmas in Puerto Rico. The yummy scent of arroz con gandules and lechon asado made me very hungry. I wanted to try everything. After cooking the arroz con gandules, Leah and I had a super important mission: to set the dinner table. We wanted it to look nice, so we put on the red tablecloth, the plates with flowers, and folded the napkins into triangles. Meanwhile, Papa helped Abuelo with the roasted pig, and they kept joking in Spanglish.
"Careful with the cuerito, that's the treasure of the night," shouted Abuelo. "Don't worry, I'm learning the technique. Suavecito," answered Papa.
Titi Juanita called us to help with the pasteles. Everything was set in a line, and she showed us step by step.
"First, we put a little dough on the leaf. Then, put the meat in the middle, fold it like a package, and tie it with a string."
We made the pasteles and stacked them one on top of another. It looked like a giant tower reaching the ceiling. The last things we made were the desserts, tembleque and arroz con dulce. And we had to wait while they cooled. It was so hard not to taste them right away. As the evening came, primos from the other side of the island arrived, along with neighbors and even one of Abuelo's friends who came from Orlando. "Tonight is Nochebuena," Mama said. "And we all come back home to celebrate as a family." Before eating, Abuelo raised his glass and said,
"Tonight, we give thanks for the family and the traditions that keep us close. And we remember those who aren't here. Salud and buen provecho."
"Salud!"
we all said together. Mama served us the food, and the plate was almost full. Leah and I tasted a little bit of everything, and a mix of yummy flavors filled our tummies. The best part was when they cut the lechon asado. Everyone ran to get a piece of the cuerito.
"This cuerito tastes amazing," said Mama, smiling. "Of course, we made it ourselves," said Abuelo, patting Papa on the back.
Tio Angel, always cheerful, grabbed the cuatro and invited Papa to play the güiro. The two instruments sounded so beautiful together. Papa looked so happy following the rhythm with a big smile that made me smile too.
Ay, lelo, lay, lelo,
Titi Juanita sang the famous Lelo Lai, while all the primos danced barefoot on the cool tile floor, having fun in the house. After dinner, Abuela and Abuelo were getting ready to go to Misa de Gallo. Before they left, Abuela opened the living room window to let the cool breeze in.
"That's how the blessings find us," she whispered.
I got goosebumps, not because it was cold, but because everything felt so special. Leah and I tried to stay awake in the living room, hoping to see Santa Claus when he came. But we didn't understand something. How would he get into Abuelo's house if it didn't have a chimney?
"Outside, we leave him a secret key so he can always come in," Abuelo told us. "It's our tradition, so Santa Claus never forgets to visit us."
We giggled, imagining Santa searching for the key among the poinsettias on the balcony. Then Abuela said,
"This is Nochebuena. More than food or gifts, it's the miracle of being together. You don't need many ingredients to have a special night. The magic of Nochebuena comes from the heart when we're with family. That's the most important ingredient." That moment felt so full of love, I knew I'd remember it forever. Chapter 4, The Promise Under the Stars. Today is Three Kings Day's Eve, said Mama from the front seat as the car approached Titi Juanita's house.
The three wise men?
Asked Leah, excited.
Yes, Melchor, Gaspar, and Baltasar,
Abuela answered with a smile.
Every year in Puerto Rico, we celebrate that tradition joyfully.
But here the kings arrive on horses,
said Abuelo, adjusting his hat.
Oh, so no camels?
Asked Papa, curious.
No, camels are from the desert. Here, the three kings are more Caribbean,
said Abuelo, winking.
On January 6th, we celebrate Three Kings Day. There are parades all over Puerto Rico, and during the celebrations in Juana Díaz, they also come riding on horses, filling the streets with music and joy.
I looked out the window at the mountain view. It looked like something out of a storybook, the kind that makes you smile without knowing why. I imagined the three kings riding their horses through the mountains, eating bacalaitos, happy under the island sun.
They're here!
Shouted my primos, Juan and Manuela, from the balcony. The food was already on the table. White rice, avocado, tostones, and a big pot of asopao.
Our favorite!
We said excitedly, and everyone laughed. The sun was setting, and the coquis were starting to sing. Papa came in holding shoeboxes.
Time to get some grass for the horses,
he said, smiling. We ran to the yard with our primos, Juan and Manuela.
Put a lot of grass. They're probably hungry, said my primo Juan.
And some water, too. They must be thirsty, added my prima Manuela.
When I was little, I also picked grass for the horses and left it under the bed as a thank you,
said Abuela, watching us happily. It was almost time to return to the Abuelo's house, but we didn't want to stop playing. We grabbed some instruments with our primos and started singing.
Con mi burrito sabanero voy camino de Belén.
Con mi burrito sabanero voy camino.
We laughed and moved our feet like we were in a real parranda. Tio Angel took pictures.
This one is going down in history,
he said, so happy.
In the past, there were no phones to hold on to moments like this.
Mama smiled while getting us ready for another photo. Thanks, Angel. These are the memories I want the girls to hold on to forever, so they'll never forget their Christmas in Puerto Rico. We took our little grass boxes to Abuela's house when we said goodbye. Leah and I put them under the bed. Abuelo gave us hot chocolate and invited us to the patio with Abuela.
Look closely,
Abuelo said, pointing at the sky.
See those three stars in Orion's belt? Here in Puerto Rico, we call them the Stars of the Three Kings. They remind us of their journey to Bethlehem when they joyfully brought gifts to baby Jesus. Since then, they return every year to visit children and bring presents.
Leah stared at the sky with her eyes wide open. I could almost see the three kings riding their horses under the starry sky. The coquis sang softly, as if they were listening too.
Promise me you'll always keep these traditions alive,
said Abuela, hugging us tight.
We promise,
Leah and I said, closing our eyes and making a wish to the three kings that night. The air was getting cool, so we went to bed thinking of the three kings' visit to Abuela and Abuelo's house. The next morning, on Three Kings Day,
Leah's joyful shouts woke me up. Under the bed, we found sweets, a little toy tea set, and a new book. The boxes were empty, and the bucket was empty. Look, Leah, there's no grass left. They ate it all. I'm sure the kings and their horses are very happy. They must be so happy, said Leah, jumping with joy. Abuela appeared at the door. Her eyes were shining with excitement as the warm sunlight came through the window. The kings always arrive when there is faith, love, and gratitude, said Abuela. They promise to keep our traditions alive and remind us that, even when we're far away, we stay connected. That is the true spirit of the three kings. Leah and I smiled at each other and hugged her tightly. As I looked at my family, I realized something very beautiful. Our Christmas is lived with music, love, and family, and that joy always begins at home.
Discover Puerto Rico presents Mi Casa, Mi Navidad, written by Nana and Nina, illustrated by Waldemar Lozada, narrated by Janid Ortiz, music by Angel Cuco Peña, recording, sound, and mixing by Antonio Fornaris and Jan Michael Rivera.